morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is January 17th, 2022. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. I'm adjusting the microphone if it sounds weird. Our quote of the day is, "Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage," by Anna Snin. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking Ritual Fire. So this is a crisp, it is not crisp. It is like the exact opposite of crisp. It is a bonfire blend with honeybush, hazelnut, cacao nibs, a spice blend of anise seed, cinnamon clove, orange, apples, and rose hips. It is just a perfect tea for fireside enjoyment. And it has like red peppercorns, which really give it this unique character that I remember when we first got it, I kind of thought it would be my least favorite. I got it because it was weird and unique. But then I was like, no, this is like a sneaky favorite. And it weirdly does well with milk for having pepper in it. It's just, it's a hoot and a half. So I typically do consider this ideal for the dark half of the year. We're still in some cold weather, so I think it still works. It has no caffeine because it is honeybush tea. But this tea does have honeybush, apple, aniseed, lapsang, cacao nibs, rose hips, cinnamon bark, red peppercorn, orange peels, cloves, cinnamon, safflower, hazelnut. So basically, if you're interested, you can find this tea on sipaspell.com. And we do have new teas coming for spring, probably in a few weeks. We are going to bring back two of the ones from last year, which was Flower Moon. It was like an Earl Grey lavender, as well as Witch's Cupboard, which is like a peppermint chamomile. It's kind of your classic herbal tea, right? It really gives me like 90s vibes. And it's called Witch's Cupboard because it reminds me of the debris at the bottom of your witch's herbal cabinet. And then we're going to have a new tea that is going to be called The Love Witch. Basically, it will be a black tea with like chocolate, cacao nibs, chocolate chips, along with freeze-dried strawberries and rose petals. So I'm very excited. I was really inspired by this tea because, you know, we have Seance, which is a black tea with chocolate chips in it, and it's like my absolute freaking favorite. And I remember I was thinking, oh my gosh, it would be really fun to like expand on this and do like chocolate things, like maybe a chocolate peppermint next year for around the holiday time. And then I was like, well, Valentine's Day is coming up. What about like a chocolate covered strawberry situation? So I was like, okay, we can take like Seance and add strawberries, right? And then I was like, whoa, 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 we got to make it magical, right? So add in the rose petals. So we have the black tea, chocolate, strawberry, rose petals. So it's definitely one of those teas that will be delicious, but you can also use in spell work. So that's coming in a few weeks. I will update you. I probably shouldn't have even mentioned it, but I'm just excited about it. So I'm going to take a sip of my tea. Brace yourself. Okay. So we are talking about honeybush tea today. And this comes to us from healthline.com. So honeybush tea isn't from the tea plant. It's actually an herbal infusion. from South Africa. The tea is made by steeping dry honeybush leaves in boiling water, and it has gained worldwide popularity due to its several medicinal and therapeutic properties. So we call it tea, but it's an herbal infusion. So it is rich in antioxidants. It may have anti-diabetic properties. It may help improve bone health, may help with cancer-fighting properties, may help boost skin health, as well as anti-obesity potential, immune system support, alleviated respiratory symptoms, which I need because my allergies has been really intense the past few weeks, as well as menopausal symptoms. So of course, I always connect you to the article where I get this information. They link their studies. You can look into it yourself. But honeybush tea is a caffeine-free herbal infusion similar to rooibos. It's very much beloved. So no caffeine for this one, which is really nice. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from DunfermlinePress.com, and this was written by Allie McRoberts. Kelty landowners give full support to Witch Memorial. A national memorial at Kelty to commemorate the thousands of Scots who were killed for being witch could be a major visitor attraction. And National Pride, who brought the formal St. Ninian's coal miner earlier this year, have offered their full support to suggest to build it on their land. A campaign for a legal pardon, apology, and national memorial for the 4,000 people, mostly women, who were accused of witchcraft between the 16th and 18th centuries, with many convicted and executed, looks likely to be successful in the new year. We've been talking a little bit about this, but it really does look like they're kind of moving forward to it. Quote, there's worldwide interest, and if you keep it in Fife, a national memorial has potential to be a major visitor attraction. So, yeah, National Pride, a community interest company, now owns 976 acres of land at St. Ninian's, Loch Fiddy, and Thornton Wood, and aim to develop a world-class ecotherapy, wellness, and leisure park there. Because we've been talking about this for a little bit, and we've seen a few articles about it, but it really looks like they're really moving forward with it. And so having these places kind of offer up their land to do it, it's pretty interesting. All right, witches. So I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, January 17th. The full moon shines its brightest in Cancer's moving waters today. Here, the moon opposes a Sun-Pluto conjunction. The conjunction between the Sun and Pluto in Capricorn has been shining a bright light on our deepest, darkest desires and ambitions. We may have buried these because we didn't feel worthy, or we didn't feel capable, or we didn't think it's something that we can accomplish. But all things that we can dream, we can achieve. Pay attention to those things that are peeking out in the light of this full moon. They may not be things we've thought about in a while, but they definitely could do with some time and attention. Your daily moon mantra is, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Witches are on the go. If we are not living out our day-to-day lives, balancing home life and work, organizing rituals, and keeping track of spells, the Hectic Witches Planner is a journal-style planner that not only helps you keep track of appointments and important dates, but encourages you to plan out your long-term goals, your rituals, and even helps you pause and reflect with journal prompts. This is a planner for witches built by some of the busiest witches around. This 280-page, 12-month weekly planner is filled with journal prompts, planting guides, holiday information, moon phases, along with monthly suggestions to help you try new witchy things. Full color with bound pages, you can keep this book in your bag or tote without worrying about pages loosening and falling out. We do not have time for pages falling out. You can find the Hectic Witches Planner on Amazon. All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners, Morgan, on our Facebook group. Morgan says, questions regarding hexes. I'm not really sure if it would be considered a hex or not, but first let me explain the situation. Sorry in advance for a very long post. I recently had something stolen from me that belonged to my father that had passed away. It was the only thing I had left of him. To make a long story short, I found what was stolen from me. It wasn't the person that stole it, but it was 100% mine. This is no denying it, even though that had taken almost everything that made it identifiable to me from it. You can see where my name was on it. They tried to remove the stickers of my name, but you can still see the clear outline as day. Anyways, I'm not 100% sure who stole it. I have a good idea, but I'm not 100% certain, and they changed so much about it, it really doesn't even look like mine anymore. I'm so upset over this. Since I got it back, I've literally been in tears. My dad and I spent so much time on this, and it was the thing that basically defined mine and my dad's relationship. I didn't see him a whole lot as a kid, but when I did, that is what we would do. I'm guessing. I don't know what was stolen, so I'm having trouble kind of grasping the full context of this. Anyways, I have been right beside myself since it was taken, and now that I have it back, I'm just upset, if not maybe more so. I'm happy to have it back, but my heart is broken because it isn't really even mine anymore. So I guess my question is there a spell, I'm not really sure if you would consider it a hex or not, or something that would ensure they get their karma? Even though I don't know exactly who it was, I don't want to hurt them. I don't want necessarily anything bad to happen to them. I just want them to know the pain they have caused me. I want them to realize that what they did is not okay. They knew exactly what they were doing when they took it. My name and my dad's name are all over it. Even though I don't know exactly who it was, I do know for a fact it was someone close to me, or they wouldn't have known how to get into my house and take it in the first place. I just need some release of the hurt and anger I have towards them. And kind of in a way, I want them to pay for the hurt they have caused. I know how this sounds. Please don't judge me. As I said, I don't want to hurt them. I don't want something bad to happen to them. I just want to show them how I feel, more or less. Oh my gosh. So can I just say, this question speaks to me at such a intense level, because I'm definitely someone who I feel like I'm pretty diplomatic in my emotions. I'm really good at not letting emotions get into things, especially professionally. When it comes to the witch community, which can be kind of crappy sometimes, I feel like I'm really, really good at not letting my emotions get the better of me. But once in a while, sometimes, and I've never felt this way professionally, I've only ever felt it personally, but sometimes someone causes you so much pain. I know this isn't for everyone. I think it's like a, I don't know. I know I feel it, and it's how this person's feeling. Sometimes someone causes you so much pain that you're like, I just want them to feel my pain. And it's a very intense feeling to have. It is very intense to want someone to feel the pain they have caused you. But I understand it well. I understand it well. So I am responding to this while not being in an emotional state, but please just know I would feel the same way. But as you said, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want anything bad to happen to them. You just want them to get their comeuppance, right? So what I would do, and I'm saying this from a very just diplomatic point, even though I understand everything you're feeling. If you were to do magic, I would encourage you to do magic to prevent them from doing it to somebody else. So kind of take that pain and use it to prevent it from happening again. There are a lot of justice spells out there to encourage them getting your justice. I will preface, I typically try to be very, very careful with justice spells because it sometimes will also cause other people around you to get any justice they have coming to them. And while that sounds great, not always what we want, you know. But I would definitely focus on doing a spell to prevent them from doing it again to other people. I think that would be kind of the best course of action. And again, I'm saying that from a logical place, not an emotional place, even though I fully understand how you feel. But let's see what other people have to say. Oh, this had responses. Sometimes we get questions on the Facebook page that are great questions, but then like no one responds. And then like this one really got quite a few. Lilith gave, oh yeah, Lilith gave an example. I forgot about this because she asked me if it was okay. And I was like, yeah, go for it. Like you do you. Okay. So I'm not going to read it on here because it's very long, but Lilith gives like a spell, like here's a spell to do. And it really is kind of a comeuppance spell. If you want to look at it, I did tag this post with featured on air, so you can go check it out. I'm not going to read it on air. May says, I can't address the topic of hexing. I just came here to say that you are justified in feeling the way that you do. So please don't fear judgment. Acknowledge your feelings and sit in them a while until you can detach from the situation emotionally. That will put you in the best mind space to follow Lilith's advice. Yes, that's another thing too. While emotion can help our magic and spell work, it can also kind of get in the way. Because if you think about it, when you're emotional, your mind feels a little erratic, right? Because you have so many feelings, your mind's just like, shoom, 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 you know? And when it comes to spell work, you typically have to really kind of focus on what you're doing. So I typically don't recommend people doing spell work when they are in a shoomy, zoomy headspace, you know? So I definitely agree with May. You are very justified in how you feel, but make sure you are in the best mindset as possible before you really do anything. Ooh, but then Jeff has advice that I also agree with. So everyone has just such great advice here. So Jeff says, let go and let karma. The material thing is not the only thing you have left of your father. Spend time with your memories of your father and your spiritual relationship. Him will continue to develop. Material things, and especially things you created together, even though they have sentimental value to you, are only tools for developing spiritual connections while we are together in the material world. Ooh. Once we are separated by death, love is the only bridge to the spiritual world. Ooh, gosh. Okay, Jeff, this was great. Even though a sentimental material item like this can hasten the memories of your connection to your father, spending some time in meditation on memories with your father can free you up from your attachment to the item. And then this is where I really agree, because this is typically how I handle things. Don't waste any more of your valuable energy on this person or even trying to identify who it was. Karma will catch up to them. That was a really hard lesson for me to learn as an adult. I was raised very, very, the universe is a balanced thing. So again, I was raised, whatever happens after we die, if you are good in life, you'll be good in death. Good things happen to good people, blah, 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 blah. Really, again, this is kind of balanced thing. So when I got older and I would see people who were bad, would do bad things and then get away with it, it really shook up my worldview. And I remember I called my mom crying one day because I was just so confused about how the world could be so different than what I believed it to be. And some people would say, well, you were naive to believe it to be just in the first place. But I actually think I wasn't. I think I was naive to think I would see the justice. I still fully believe what I used to believe is it's horrible when we see bad things happen to good people. And it feels horrible when we see bad people get away with bad things. But I genuinely, in my heart of hearts, believe that miserable people will always be miserable. Good people will always find goodness. I believe that in my heart. And I've seen it play out over and over and over and over again. Professionally, even in the witch world, you know, bad things, not bad, but like negative things happen. You know, people are intimidated or threatened and they just want to knock you down a peg because they want, I don't know, who cares, right? Whatever. And my response to that has always been to be, well, whatever. Let them do their thing. I'm cool. I don't care. And I've had people go, oh, well, you're just like digging your head in the sand. And it's like, no, I'm just not wasting my energy and my time on people who don't see my value or who are intimidated by me. They are intimidated by me. They are the one with the problem. I don't have the problem. So why would I give them my attention? That's what they want. And it always works out. It always works out. Anytime I thought like a bad person got away with something, it always caught up eventually. And the times I haven't seen it, I believe it to be true. So what a wonderful discussion that was brought up by Morgan. What wonderful, diverse, different perspectives, all of which I agree with. And yeah, this was honestly, I wish we could frame this thread and like put it in like a museum or something to be like that. One, this is a lot of different perspectives on hexes, on magic, on what to do, on the universe, on justice. And also, and this is how adult people disagree with each other and have good conversations. So wonderful, wonderful post. All right. So that's kind of all I've got for you today because we're running out of time. We went really hard on that one. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. We do have a shout out for listener Amy Seuss. Amy, you beautiful, perfect land mermaid. I also have a shout out for listener Spence. Spence, you pretty thoughtful tiger cub. And then finally, Christina Benfield. Christina, you fancy wise muskox. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate you. And we do have a card pull today. Let's see if it relates to our situation. Our card today is the armadillo. On guard, defense, and boundaries. Pay attention. The armadillo, with its natural shield of armor embedded on its own back, offers you the gift of protection from harm. Be on the defense and look out for any possible threats. As you come in tune with your inner wisdom, you will be able to see danger from afar. But for now, keep a watchful eye for any predators that lurk nearby. Ground into safety with your root chakra, the center of security, and the color of blood, your vital life force. What helps you feel secure? Is your safety reliant on external matters? If it is, the armadillo asks you to craft a home within. So no matter where you are, your safe place is always valuable to burrow into. At this time, your boundaries are being tested, and you must learn how to prioritize your needs. Define what your lines are so you know when they are being crossed. The more you honor your own boundaries, the more you set an example for how others should treat you. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.